Prime Minister Gordon Brown got the message loud and clear from the country earlier this month when his ruling Labour Party received a battering in local elections held in England and Wales. In his first major news conference since those stinging defeats and amid calls in some newspapers here that openly question his ability to lead, Mr. Brown acknowledges that managing the British economy through what he calls the hard times ahead will be the true test of his leadership, and it's a task he says he's up to.
As we deal with a difficult world situation, I think that what I can do and how I can work with other countries to deal with oil price rises and other issues, therefore, I feel I'm in the right position to be able to sort out the problems that we have now. And these are problems that are essentially generated by the credit crunch coming out of America and inflationary pressures coming out of the rest of the world. Now, these are issues that all countries will have to deal with. I think because of my experience, I'm in a good position to deal with these issues.
Specifically, on the issue of the current high price of oil, the British leader says he would like to see OPEC boost production.
I believe there is capacity to do so. I believe there are many oil producers around the world that could look at what they can do. But of course, we've got to also have a forward-looking plan, because the oil price now is being affected by what people see as the likely outcomes a few years ahead. And if supply is going to be lower than demand for future years, then we need to act now to convince people that more oil can be made available. So that is what the discussions between consumers and producers in oil has got to be about. There's a meeting of the International Energy Foundation to look at that. I'll be talking to my other colleagues in the G8, as I've done with some of them, about what we can do about this. And of course, this is difficult.
The issue of relief efforts also came up in the monthly news conference. Mr. Brown was asked about the difficulty of getting aid into cyclone-stricken Burma. He said, even at this stage in the unfolding crisis, it's imperative to keep the pressure on the Burmese regime to let in more aid and to allow in more aid workers.
I think two things have happened in the last few hours. First of all, I understand that this emergency summit will be convened by the UN Secretary General with the Asian group of countries and in the region, and I think that's great progress, and I hope that it yields the results that I want to see. And secondly, that the Asian countries are being invited by the Burmese government to provide aid and aid workers through these countries into Burma. Now, we will not stop from doing what we also want to do, and that is get our supplies of aid into the country. We had 4 flights from Britain. I believe there was about 30 flights or so went into Rangoon yesterday. We need about 20 flights a day if we're going to be able to continue to get the aid into the country that is necessary as a minimum, and I hope that these flights can happen.
Compared to the Burmese situation, Prime Minister Brown praised the Chinese authorities for their swift, flexible, and open approach in dealing with its devastating earthquake in Sichuan province.
I think the rescue work has been speedy, and where lives can be saved, they have been saved. And I know there has been an enormous number of casualties, and I want to send my condolences both to the government of China and to the Chinese people.
Already, Britain has announced a $2 million aid donation to China, and a number of British search teams are flying to China to help the locals in their rescue efforts. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.